This is Free Talk Live, and we're locking into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. It's the Christmas Eve edition. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, something we haven't talked about, I know we got to get to this Border Patrol story. Something we haven't talked about and that we normally do on this program are the Christmas parties. I have not mentioned the Christmas party topic yet. So if you're out there, it is now Christmas Eve, which means the Christmas parties are probably done. Because Christmas parties usually happen a good week or two before the actual Christmas week. So it's likely that if you have a Christmas party for your office, that you've already been to it. Do you have any stories? Do you have any good Christmas party stories you can regale us with about, you know, the boss having too much to drink and somebody getting, some sex going on in a nearby room and people getting caught, cocaine use on the parts. We've heard so many different crazy Christmas stories that just, I don't have them in front of me right now, so I can't retell them in any entertaining fashion. But maybe you have an entertaining Christmas party story you want to share with us. 800-259-9231. There is some crazy stuff that goes on at the Christmas parties around the country and around the world. So if you've been to one of them, whether it's this year or maybe a story from the past, feel free to share it at 800-259-9231. As we continue, the story is out of Arizona. And it's coming from, you said, what was the site that this is coming from? Freedom's Phoenix?
From Freedom's Phoenix, yes.
Where a young lady in college was leaving her house. She's heading out to go to class. She realizes as she's driving that she's forgotten her book bag and her stuff. So she goes back, turns and makes a U-turn as she's just going to head home to get her stuff. She didn't think she would end up being pulled over and harassed by the Border Patrol. What's the story?
When Patagonia resident Iris Cooper, 18, turned her car around 2 miles before a Border Patrol checkpoint because she'd forgotten her school book, she knew there was a chance that agents might stop her. What she didn't foresee was being allegedly forced from her vehicle and handcuffed for a half an hour while agents waited for a canine unit and then searched her car without consent. She says, I was very polite and explained that I'd forgotten my backpack for school. She was going to class at Pima Medical Institute in Tucson. Cooper said that before she knew it, an agent had pulled her from her vehicle and handcuffed her. When I asked the agent why I needed to be handcuffed, he said, it's part of the procedure.
Just following orders.
Yeah. Cooper said she waited in cuffs for 15 minutes while a canine unit was brought to the scene in order to search her vehicle, even though she had not given agents permission to do so. The canine unit went through my car, and there was nothing, she added. Agent David Jimenez, spokesperson for the Border Patrol, said agents more than likely thought they had pulled over a smuggler. And, yes. And that Cooper was cuffed for both their safety as well as her own. He said that often smugglers will try to run away if they think their vehicle is going to be searched. The handcuffing doesn't necessarily mean that she is being placed under arrest, said Jimenez, referring to Cooper.
No, it just means they're stealing her freedom.
Yes. However, Don Pachado, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Arizona, told the Weekly Bulletin that 99.9% of the time such an act would indeed be considered an arrest. I would agree. When you were handcuffed, that is effectively an arrest because you were unable to leave voluntarily, Pachado said. From the information given, it appears that the level of force here would arise to an unreasonable seizure in a violation, therefore, of the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, good luck holding him to it.
She did not get an apology after, of course, they found nothing, but they did tell her to have a nice day.
Right. Even if down the line there's some sort of lawsuit that's brought here, if the ACLU jumps in and they do finally go after these Border Patrol people and they, this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, it's an illegal search. Okay, well, she's already been searched. She already was harassed. She's not going to get any restitution for that. Even if they do find that they were supposedly in the wrong, they won't be able to make good. They're not going to even bother to try to make good. It's not going to stop them from doing that in the future. What really would come out of this? I mean, and that's presuming that the court rules in her favor. What good could really come out of this beyond vindication for her after the fact?
It's not like it's going to stop it happening from somebody else.
Exactly. This stuff happens every day. She just happened to experience it this time around, was for whatever reason well-connected enough to get somebody to write a news story about it, but These guys are checking vehicles all day, all night long. You can better believe this is a regular occurrence, bringing out the dogs, running them through cars, and everything. The guy over at Checkpoint USA, Terry, we've had him on this show. He's actually sat right here in this very studio. Hell of a nice guy.
Actually, it's from Checkpoint USA, redone through Freedom's Phoenix.
Oh, okay. That figures. CheckpointUSA.org is a great website. And he's had some success in court against these people. But is it going to stop them from doing what they do? No.
They harass him as an individual less. They'll just focus on poor 18-year-old girls.
Exactly. So, all right, yeah. I mean, to some extent, you can see that happening with activists here in New Hampshire, for instance. The cops are kind of aware that the activists are a bit of a tougher crowd. You know, they understand that.
I'm debating whether or not I'm going to put an FSP bumper sticker on my car to either make myself a target or, flash my coils, so to speak.
Yeah. So you're not sure?
I'm not sure. Maybe it'll just bring there's a period my registration or license got suspended in August, and I wasn't informed of it until October. And if I had had that sticker on, I might have actually gotten pulled over just to be messed with. Who knows?
Maybe, or maybe the other way around. I've been driving around with my bumper stickers, which there's a Free Talk Live bumper sticker on the back of my car, and it's from Florida, so it should be pretty obvious who I am when I'm driving about, and they've never even pulled me over.
I don't think they know Free Talk Live like they do the Freak Staters.
Maybe. Around here, I bet they do. Around here, I know that some of the cops listen to the show.
Hi, Eli.
1-800-259-9231. So I wish this young lady the best of luck. I hope that this works out somehow in her favor. It's hard for me to be optimistic.
I can't imagine adapting my morning schedule to accommodate the checkpoint.
The checkpoints.
Leave an hour and a half ahead of time just to know that I'm going to have to go through a checkpoint before I go to biolab.
Right. That's a great point. I mean, probably most mornings you just get waved through, mostly, I'd imagine. But there's the occasional time when you might get stopped and just harassed for who knows how long.
If you flinch or drive over the line or turn around or do anything, maybe throw a bag in the back seat a couple cars down, they'll find a reason.
So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. I want to share with you another one of these soapbox calls. You can go and call the soapbox at 603-722-0267. Here is one.
I have a great idea. It deals with activists being in a calendar. Now, the other day I was listening to the podcast, and the dude that got his face beat in by the Eli jerk, he was calling like Mark and Ian heroes, and I think of them as heroes myself. And I think, you know what?
Please, I just have to interrupt you. Please don't think of me as a hero. I'm just somebody who does a radio show. I have a microphone. I believe in liberty, and I'm willing to talk about it. I don't know if there's anything heroic. I haven't saved any lives or anything like that. The whole calendar idea that he's proposing here makes me queasy, personally.
Like a calendar?
Yeah. Like me being in a calendar. Not so much a fan of that.
Heroes, like, for the most part, you see them in cartoons or whatever, the comic books, and they always wear tights and a cape and stuff. And I just had this idea of all these activists wearing some sort of crazy get-up, whether in tights and a cape, with like a big Anarchy A on the front of his get-up.
I'm not an anarchist, by the way.
And Mark would
I'll be
like,
belligerent man.
He'd have little N's on the side for, and they'd be in pink for minarchism.
Now that's funny.
I think it'd be cool to, you know, put on a calendar with the best activists of the year, and I think it'll be cool. Rock on.
Well, the good news is
I send off.
The good news is the calendar exists. It's the Ladies of Liberty calendar.
They're much more attracted to my Perry Hale, Harry Pale self.
They're a lot more fun to look at and more likely to sell a calendar because they're fun to look at.
Much more likely to inspire heroism.
You can go to IamLola.org if you want to order yourself a copy of said calendar. I happen to have one hanging right here in the studio, and it is very well done, and the ladies are lovely. So IamLola.org, it already exists. As far as putting me in a calendar, no thanks. Not interested in that. Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
Christmas Eve edition, taking your calls about anything. Also want to tell you about the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, you can use startpage.com, or we invite you to use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine, and experience the difference. Not only will you get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but you'll also discover that you'll have complete privacy in your search. In fact, all of your searches will be completely private. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. Again, that's startpage.com. We started out the show tonight giving you the latest on the healthcare debacle going on in this country right now, where the government is attempting to take some more steps toward monopolizing healthcare. It's not quite there yet. It's going to take them a little while. And, in fact, the plan that they are proposing right now is not even going to go into effect until 2014, presuming it goes through as it's planned to. But at that time, the government will become even more in control over the various different regulate. There'll be more regulations placed on insurance companies. They'll be mandated, for instance, to one of the provisions, and there are over 2,000 pages in this particular bill that they passed. But one of the provisions is to mandate that the insurance companies cannot raise rates for somebody with a pre-existing condition. So basically what that means is they have to spread that cost over every single account, so everyone will pay a higher price as a result.
What seems to be the problem to me with health insurance is the overwhelming amount of people who want to use their health insurance for every sniffle, ache, and pain that they have and go see the doctor for everything.
It's a problem. So, and that's one of the many things that they're going to be doing.
It should be for, you know, major disasters, like triple fracture in your arm, bone sticking out in 5 places. That's insurance material.
Absolutely. But people don't know, I mean, that they've been told that health insurance is health care. And it's not, but that's what they've been told. That's their understanding of it. So once they have health insurance, then they can just go and cash in.
Outside of small towns like the one I grew up in, you show me where you can have a family doctor in a small clinic in your town. I don't see them.
It could happen without this governmental bureaucracy overarching everything and sucking off all the creativity and the whatever free market at one time existed in healthcare. It's not even close.
There's too much of an emphasis on these massive hospitals, their overheads, and
they're bureaucratic as hell too. Have you ever been in one? It in many cases is. You can have a good experience. There are people that care still in the business of healthcare.
Put it this way: my grandfather died in a hospital, and the same hospital is sending him medical bills
after he died
in their
hospital.
You think they would have had record of that?
You know, I've got actually a story that's related to this from Canada, but let's go to Lisa first. She's in New Jersey, and you are welcome to bring up anything. Lisa, you're on the Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Here's my Christmas party story. It was years ago. I was just having, my babies were new. I was a new mom, and I was working for a very large company, which shall remain unnamed, and they had their Christmas party at headquarters, which is a few states over. And I really hated working there because it was just the whole, you know, corporate environment, which I didn't get into.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this beautiful office manager. She was absolutely gorgeous. She was in charge of all the supplies and everything, and she was having lunch every day, long lunches, with this kid that I knew was not her husband because she had 3 children of her own. She was married. She was older than him. And it used to just upset me when I would see them. I'd just try not to watch. I'd think, oh, I know they're having an affair. I can't deal with it. Well, anyway, her husband stayed home with the kids, and she went off to this Christmas party, stayed the whole weekend, and this other guy obviously went too.
Yeah.
And while she was gone, her daughter fell and broke her leg or something and had to have surgery, and they couldn't reach her on the phone. So she comes back, and she was, like, utterly guilt-ridden over this whole thing. And I would still see these two taking lunch together, but they didn't look very happy, and I knew they were breaking up. So I guess that's a happy ending. I mean, for the family, but it was, like, it was upsetting that, you know. Now, in my own case, I could have gone, but my husband was, like, not into the whole party scene, so I stayed home anyway. But it was just, like, I don't know. That was my one foray into the corporate world, and I absolutely despised it, and I will never go back again.
So you're not working there anymore?
I left ages ago. I had too many kids.
Can you blame her for like trying to inject some sort of spice into a soulless corporate existence?
To use another person and go behind your husband's back? No, I can blame her. I think that's, you know, you have to be grown up to be married.
They may have had an open relationship. You don't know that. Probably not, but... Yeah, probably
maybe
not.
They did, but the fact that she was hiding, like, the fact that she wouldn't answer her phone all weekend, I kind of doubt it. You know, because I think if she had an open relationship, then she would have answered the phone for him and she would have known what was going on. She would have come home. You know what I mean? Like, if she'd had nothing to hide, she would have been in contact with her husband. If, you know, he would have said, look, I know you're having a good time, but we have a situation here.
Well, I'm glad you called with that tonight, Lisa. Anything else you want to share?
No, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't offend you with that.
I don't know why you would have offended me. Thank you for the call. Never offended to get a phone call. I always appreciate hearing from anybody. Thank you. 800-259-9231. I mean, it wasn't the zaniest of holiday party stories, but nonetheless, the only one we've gotten.
It did involve the cleaning lady and a lot of explanation, so.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So things are pretty bad in this country as far as the healthcare situation, and they're likely going to get worse because the government people are going to likely pass something. They're going to come to some kind of compromise.
What is next? You know, it's a health care is a human right now. Now, the basis of health is a steady diet. Are they going to say a balanced diet is a human right now?
And yeah, give your bread lines.
Well, bread's hardly a balanced diet.
No, that's true. That's what happened the last time government tried to get people food.
Food stamps for all?
Yeah.
Is that what's next?
Well, they still have a ways to go before the government completely takes over healthcare in this country. But right now, it's spending most of the dollars in the healthcare system. So it is a mostly socialized system. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't let anyone suggest that it's a free market in healthcare. If it was a free market in healthcare, then there would be no FDA. There would be some third-party regulatory approval agencies, that kind of thing. But there would not be this monolithic federal agency with yay or nay powers.
Yeah, there'll always be watchdogs. I think the questions people have are, like, where will these watchdog groups get their funding from?
Well, how does UL get its funding when it approves products? The companies that want them to approve their products pay them to do it. So that's one way they can get funding. Consumer Reports is another group that they get money from. I'm pretty sure they only get money from their subscribers, from the subscribers to the Consumer Reports magazine. In fact, they don't want to be seen as taking money from the various different companies of the products that they're reviewing. In fact, Consumer Reports does the pill book, and it's one of the things that they do. Is they look at all the various different drugs that are out there on the market. So there'd be more of that stuff in the absence of the state. And so there is no free marketplace. But one of the things that you can say about this country is there's still some freedoms left here in the healthcare business that don't exist in other places like Canada. I've got a story about a man who, he's had a bit of an ordeal in a Winnipeg hospital. And we'll explain it here in a few moments at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airways. It's Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Quit chatting, Josh. You're not allowed to chat during the show. But they are chatting in there, and people are here, and we're taking calls, and it's great to have people participating on Christmas Eve, this live Christmas Eve edition of the program, as we tell you a story about Canada and their lovely, lovely healthcare system, because healthcare is always best when it's free, right? Well, maybe not. A story from the CBC, and this is the Canada's own health, this is their own government website. CBC is essentially a government organization. CBC.ca in Canada, Winnipeg man's ordeal after undergoing brain surgery is raising questions about discharge policies for patients who undergo major procedures at the city's largest hospital. Monty Van, age 60, had a brain tumor surgically removed at the Health Sciences Center on October 8th. The surgery was considered high risk because Van, who is blind, also suffered from heart problems.
Oh, no.
Van's family told CBC News that on October 10th, after less than 2 days of recuperating from the successful surgery, again, brain surgery, the hospital issued a discharge order. Now, I'm not an expert on hospital matters. I'm just a talk show host. But 2 days for a recovery after a brain surgery? Does that seem a little fast to you?
Yeah.
It just seems kind of serious. The brain. Yeah, it seems like a real sensitive organ that you want to make sure you take your time, make sure that somebody's all right after you've cut into their head.
Keep the monitor for a while. Watch for, cranial pressure.
Yeah. In fact, relatives said Van was actually still bleeding behind one ear and had about 60 staples in his head at the time they decided to discharge him. After three more days of battling with the hospital over wanting to stay to recuperate further, Van finally agreed to leave and was discharged the morning of October 13th. Administrators at the hospital said he was medically stable when he was released, but Van had a stroke in his brother's car while on the way home.
Wow.
He returned to HSC and has been there ever since. His family says he's now paralyzed on one side of his body, unable to speak, and is unresponsive. Van documented his fears about being prematurely discharged in a handwritten note 2 days before he left the hospital. Among his written reasons for wanting to remain in care were, the surgeon said, I may not survive the surgery. I have heart problems, no stabilized blood chemistry, which meant he wasn't back on his heart medication. It's not known if any staff ever even saw the note. Van's family has accused the HSC of badgering him to leave and said that he was told he'd have to pay for his continued hospital care out of his own pocket if he didn't leave by the discharge day of October 10th. Said, I think it became a pissing contest between the resident doctor and my brother, according to his brother Mark. They threatened to bring an accountant down, and his anxiety was through the roof. This is a guy with a heart problem who's blind and had his head held together with staples. He added that he dared to challenge the authority of the hospital, and that's when it got ugly. Well, wait a minute. I thought health care was free up there in Canada. I thought that you just get great care, and it's all on the house, and you don't have to worry about cutting a check. But here they are saying that, hey, buddy, you got your brain surgery now. Get out of here. If you don't leave, you're going to have to pay up. I mean, that's got to be a shock to the system, right?
That's crazy, and that's what people are fighting for here. They're saying that's not going to be that way.
Yeah, it'll
be
different.
I don't see it being any other way.
No, it'll be different. We'll do it different in America, because Americans are better. Americans are better than the rest of the world.
Oh, clearly.
They can, American government people can get health care right, unlike those Canadians.
Such a great track record of compassion and sense.
It's just crazy. And there is no shortage of these stories, by the way, of people who, honestly, they're a little on the older side. You know, you don't hear anything, you don't really hear too many horror stories about people in their early 20s having issues because, well, first of all, people in their early 20s tend to be healthier than people that are older, and so they don't tend to go to the Canadian hospitals as often to even have these experiences. So that's one of the reasons why you don't hear very much about that. But once you start getting up in the years and you start being subject to these visits in the Canadian system more often, well, what you end up finding out is that they just don't really care that much about you. You're not working anymore. You're retired in many cases, and so you're not really putting any money into the system.
It's the people who use the services the most are the ones that aren't putting into it.
That's right.
That's why they get marginalized.
Right, because what does it matter if they live or die? What does it matter? The doctor's going to get paid anyway.
They're clearly under no obligation to protect your health and welfare.
Obviously not. They sent this guy away after a brain surgery 2 days later. Get out of here. We don't want you. You're taking up a bed. Get out of here. I mean, they're going to get their money anyway, so what's their incentive to get this guy moving out the door? What is their incentive? How does that work exactly? Why is it that they wanted to blow him out the door?
I have no idea.
Well, I can speculate. I don't know exactly how it works in Canada, but I know that in other places, and maybe the UK, where doctors, they don't even get paid an exact salary necessarily as much as they get paid to see patients.
Do they have a quota they have to meet?
I don't know if they have to meet a quota.
Can't exceed?
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I think there's a cap that they can't exceed, but at the same time, the more patients they move through, the more they'll get paid.
They're getting commissions?
Basically.
Wow.
Yeah. So that would explain it. Now, again, like I said, I'm completely speculating here, so maybe some of our Canadian listeners that know the system up there a little bit better can clue us in at 1-800-259-9231. But otherwise, what's the reason? Why would they want to boot somebody out the door who just had a brain surgery, who's got staples in his head? Why would they want to kick him out so fast? That's the only thing that makes sense to me, is that there's some sort of financial incentive here for them to just move this guy along. 1-800-259-9231. So there are so many stories of so many tragedies of these people who are 60 and up that that they just don't get taken care of the way they would get taken care of in a system that rewards the doctors for doing a good job, in a system where the doctor is allowed to make profit, or the nurses or whoever it is that's helping these patients out are allowed to profit from their efforts, that in helping someone, they are rewarded concomitantly with for the effort that they've put in, for the success that they have had.
Not to mention, in that system you're getting, I'm talking about the socialized system, you're assigned a physician. You don't get to know them on a personal level.
That's
true. They don't have to, like, care about your suffering.
Well, I think you can go and choose one based on certain factors, like where you live. There are maybe some, but many of them aren't accepting new patients because they're loaded up. In many cases, there are waiting lists to actually try to get in to even see a doctor. It's sometimes a task to even get to see a doctor in these cases. And then if they decide that you need to have a certain surgery and it turns out they were the wrong surgery, in this case, this was the right surgery, they just didn't take care of him afterwards. But there are cases where, whoopsie, oh, we left a towel inside your body. Oh, we gave you the wrong surgery.
A towel?
Whoops. Those things have happened.
Wow.
We gave you the wrong surgery. Oops. Well, there's no liability. What are you going to do? Sue them?
You weren't particularly attached to being a man, right?
So... this is what they do, and they don't care, and they don't have the incentive to care, because they're going to get paid whether the patients live or die. In fact, if the patients die, and if it's not one of those, as you see, the patient getting paid system, if they're just getting a salary, again, I don't know exactly the system in Canada, but if it's one of those systems where if the patients die, like in the VA, for instance, my understanding from having talked to two veterans, that a lot of them think the doctors are trying to kill them. So if you want to see a great example of socialized medicine right here in America, look no further than the VA, where maybe it's just that one of the guys I knew was paranoid because he's an old veteran or whatever. I don't know. But
I haven't known very many people that went to the VA that got quality care.
Some people will claim they have.
Depends on what hospital they go to.
It all depends on what bureaucrats that they come across. But some of them are going to care. Some of them are going to be good people trying to do the right thing. And others are just going to be shiftless, and they're not going to be interested in providing good service. And so if you get one of those doctors, you get one that prescribes you the wrong medicine, for instance, whoops, oh, your husband died because he took the wrong pills that we incorrectly prescribed him. Oh, well, one less patient for me to deal with. Next, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain here. This Christmas Eve edition. Enough time for your calls. If you make it now, we'll try to sneak in another soapbox in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call. You can make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
It is the Christmas Eve edition, and we're here taking your calls for the remaining moments. Just enough time for yours, if you make it now, your call. That is 800-259-9231. Let's go right to Lauren, listening in Montreal. Lauren, what's on your mind tonight? Hey there.
Hi. Happy holidays, first and foremost.
Same to you.
I just wanted to say, with all due respect, I live in Canada. The healthcare is unbelievable. I actually personally have 2 sets of grandparents who both passed away from cancer, 2 of which with actual brain tumors. Healthcare, unbelievable. I myself have actually been in the hospital, and I was feeling better. I wanted to go home. They would not let me go. Until I was 110% fine, and even when it was 110% fine, I still wasn't allowed to go until they were even more sure than that. I'm not really sure. I'm listening to your story and not discrediting it. I think that's horrible if that's the case, but shocking. I haven't heard of something that terrible. In Canada, in terms of doctors, you can always have access to a doctor. Sometimes there's a waiting list, but if so, the emergency is always open. We even have something called the CLSC, which is available 24/7, special lines just for the people. And the worst thing that you'll face is possibly a wait, but that's about it. It's not no health care. It's just that's not existing.
Right. Okay, so do you know how the doctors get paid up there?
Well, I don't know how much they get paid. I know it's all government taken care of, but especially because of that, there's no such thing as you have to. There's never been a bill presented. As a matter of fact, if I may, I worked at a hospital in the ER 4 years ago. And when we had people come from the States or even other countries, not United States, and couldn't pay, we never even were allowed to turn them away. We ate the cost. Even if they gave us false billing information, we took on the cost. I know because I processed the bills myself. So I have to say, this information, I'm not exactly sure that it's valid.
This is what we hear a lot. We hear two sides of this story. We hear typically from younger people in Canada that the healthcare system is great and that it's the best in the whole world and that Canada healthcare is wonderful. Every time they've been into the emergency room, it's just been super. The experience has been fantastic, and et cetera, et cetera. But yet when we read stories about people of the more elderly set, we find out that they're being neglected. We find out that they're being denied treatments. We find out that that they're not being given the quality level that you might otherwise expect them to get, that they're basically being kicked to the curb.
If I may comment on that, most of the people I dealt with in the ER were elder, and like I said, grandparents and aunts and uncles alike, elder care was just phenomenal. So I have heard a little bit of what you're saying, but I work in hospitals. Friends of mine work in hospitals. My family are a bunch of doctors. I've really not heard anything where someone was turned away or they wanted them out because they weren't contributing. Everyone pays taxes here in Canada, high taxes, of course, and that's why healthcare is taken care of for us. I mean, I have to be very, very honest with you. I'm really shocked. I understand what you're saying, not to say that it's not credited, but I just hope the facts about that gentleman's story are all in fact correct.
You did mention that you did acknowledge that in many cases there could be a wait. You realize,
absolutely,
of course, that in the case of somebody who is in the need of a procedure, that a wait could mean the difference between life and death.
No, absolutely not. If I may comment and get clarity for that. The way it would work is there is a waiting period, and working in the ER, if someone comes in with a broken arm, there's a wait, of course. But if someone comes in, and I've seen it myself, a heart attack victim or a trauma, so on and so forth, severe trauma, like I said, that waiting period, the person with a broken arm or a bleeding nose has to wait. It's unfortunate. They wait a little longer. It's terrible, but they will see a doctor.
Yeah, I'm not talking about ER visits. I'm talking about people that need to see a specialist for an analysis and then they need to get in to actually have some kind of an operation performed. In many cases, they can be waiting for months before they can even see a specialist, let alone more months before they can actually have the operation performed. It doesn't apply to everything. It's just there are stories out there where, and a lot of these folks will go to the United States where they can just pay cash and go see a doctor who can get them in that week instead of waiting for months where, a tumor might grow too large in that period of time, that kind of situation. We've heard about a number of those. So, you're just not even aware of that happening, huh?
Well, as far as sometimes, yes, there is a wait, but nothing, there are always cases, no matter which way you look at it, whether it's extreme or not extreme of a wait. I mean, it happens everywhere. But it's normally what I've seen is when a specialist needs to be seen, it's instant. Even in my case, when I had to take my grandparents, there's no one else to take them. When they needed a specialist, the appointment was done the next day or 2 days later. There have been instances where when it was less severe, like, for example, they needed to see a specialist for something on the skin and it was deemed non-cancer, so on and so forth. It was just to see what it was to be treated with. If it couldn't be treated by a regular doctor, it could take a week or two. But you weren't talking about something life-threatening. Life-threatening, in my experience, with elderly patients or young, even such as myself, I'm 30, right away we were seen, unless it was something, like I said, that could wait. And there are always executive decisions that have to be made like that, of course. But
so,
as far as the other gentleman's story, I can't see how someone leaving with staples in their head still bleeding. There's no way in Canada that someone would be able to walk out like that. It's just...
Well, that was
really
a story from the CBC. That's the government's own news agency.
I just hope the facts are 100% straight. It's just a little bit shocking to me that someone's still bleeding, and especially accounting to come down and say you're bleeding, leave, and if you don't, we're going to charge you. I mean, we're not even allowed to turn anyone away in Canada, even if they're not from here, and they have general problems.
Well, they didn't turn them away. They gave them the surgery, and they kicked them out the door.
They kicked them out the door. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So they didn't turn them away. They just... did what they had to do, and then that was it. That was the extent of the care.
Like I said, working in the ER and following up with patients who were admitted after, which was my job, until the patient was 110% cleared, and not just by one person's opinion. They had a resident, they had their specialist, they had people who work for the specialist, they're attending, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to just leave just like that. There's a whole bunch of procedures that has to be checked off the list, and it never comes down to, well, we can't sue, so we let them go. It's really not like that. If it's not, don't take it that way that just because we don't pay and there's lawsuits in the United States versus Canada that it's treated like that. It's really not. So
before you put
that out there on the air that people listen to and people are impressionable, just make sure that before you say something like that, be fair. It doesn't really work like that. That's all I wanted to say. There's a lot of people who take what you say as fact and get very upset. like for me, listening to a little bit of what was said, I was a little bit bothered that to say, well, in Canada we don't sue, so too bad. If you're in dire need of treatment, we can still kick you out because you can't sue.
Is it true that they can't sue the hospital?
There's extenuating circumstances unless the hospital really did something that was like, wow, unbelievable. People consult legal counsel. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't comment. But
you know, Lauren, I know that there are people in the Canadian healthcare system like yourself that really do care about the folks that they're taking care of, and I'm sure they're doing the best they can within the system that they're forced to be given. And even if what you say is true and that everything is just super up there and there's only the occasional mistake and this is like a freak incident and everyone is just, most people that you've encountered have been taken care of the best possibly they possibly could, do you think that justifies stealing?
Justify stealing. When you say stealing, I'm not really sure where you're going with that question. First, you were saying something else. When you say justify stealing, can you elaborate?
Yeah, well, in that people are forced to pay taxes to support this one-size-fits-all government system.
Let me ask you something. For the people who, you know, where taxes are less and they have no health care versus paying taxes that, yes, we can afford. We don't like to pay taxes. But
you didn't answer my question. There are people that can get, there are free clinics in this country that can help people that need the help. There are charity wings and hospitals that help people that that need help. There's nobody that's denied care in the United States.
America alone of Americans that don't have health care. So whether there's charities or not.
There's health care everywhere in this country. If you want health care, you can go and get it. I think when you say health care, you mean health insurance. Those are two completely separate things.
Yeah, but even without health care insurance, there's a few people, from what I understand, again, I'm not American, I have family in America, I'm just listening to what they're telling me, so I'm sorry if I might not be completely dead on, but what I've been told is that even though you can go and get health care, it's not affordable.
Well, the question is, why can't these government-run programs, why can't they set a budget and fundraise, like have targets that they need to make and voluntarily take in the money? Well, Ian's question is, how... Even if the care is stellar, how does it get around the moral issue of ultimately pointing a gun at somebody and taking their money?
I'm sorry that I don't.
Yeah, she'd rather not see that. The fact
question,
is, if you don't pay,
if I don't want to pay the taxes,
right?
How are they extracted?
You cannot pay taxes. That's Canada. You pay taxes. You want to live here, you pay
taxes.
You want health care, you pay taxes. You want public works, you pay taxes. Whatever you want, you pay taxes. It's just
say I go underground, I work for myself, and I don't fill out the requisite tax forms or give the money to them. What happens?
You'll not be investigated. That's a joke.
Yeah, and then they'll put you in a jail cell, and they'll hurt you if you don't want to go. And that's the problem, is the violence that backs up your system. And it backs up this one, too, in America. The American system is broken as well. Thank you for the call tonight. It's just amazing. Whenever we tell these stories
about... They don't want to connect the violence.
The horror stories of what happens, people don't believe it. It's Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Christmas show.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.